We've got Steve in Oro Valley, who we had online just before the break. He had purchased some pavers. He purchased what obviously sounds like to you and I is polymeric sand that brushes into the joints, but we think he may have missed one step.
Well, you're supposed to use a blower and get that stuff off the surface of the pavers themselves, because once they're water activated, they seal and they bond.
You have to blow the surface completely off. All the polymeric sand has to be down in the cracks.
In the cracks, in the grout.
Then you wet it.
Yep, then you wet it.
Okay.
Yeah, and that was a step I did not do. There wasn't any instructions on the bag to indicate I needed to do that. You know, I tried to sweep it into all the joints, but then it did leave, you know, the dust on top of it. So I made the assumption that when I wet it, it would just kind of all, you know, go into the cracks and everything. But then when it dried, I realized that, you know, I had an issue to deal with.
You know what, Steve? That's the same assumption I would have made if I hadn't done a couple of those and known how dangerous that polymeric sand was. But I tell you what, we don't know the name of the product, but we've got your name and number. The paver companies do make a grout release, a cement release product that will actually lift that off. It's going to be a little bit of a work, but you'll be able to get to it. And then, you know, most people don't realize it, but most paver companies recommend you do seal them.
Yes.
You know, and then once we get it good and clean, Steve, then we'll seal it, and you'll be in great shape right there in beautiful Oro Valley, Arizona.
All right, we have a question online for Mr. Ramsey on outdoor lighting. Randy and Mesa, welcome to the program. How can we help you?
Yeah, I have a couple questions. I'm getting ready to do like a little sitting area out front and put a couple little column pillars in about 4 feet high, 18 inches wide, okay, with some glass block in there.
You know what I like about the project already?
What's that?
Out front.
Yes.
Out front. That's great, Randy. Mesa's the perfect community for that. A front yard sitting area.
Yeah. And what I was wondering, do I want to put an incandescent, fluorescent, LED, what type of lighting? Because I want the glass blocks to cast a little bit of a light, like on the pathway, so people won't trip.
I understand. Well, I would probably either use incandescent or LED. Compact fluorescents, even the lowest wattage compact fluorescent tends to be pretty bright. And even though you're putting it through glass block, to me it's going to be kind of a glare bomb. I like most of my light to be very, very subtle, soft and subtle. You want a little bit of light down below, but you don't want something that's going to just overtake the area.
We got a new term just now thesaurus, glare bomb.
And that's a perfect term.
Yeah, and what you can also do is elevate the source of light up towards the top of the glass block so that as you're walking up to the sitting area and up towards the pillars, they're not centered right in the middle to where you're looking at the source of light through the glass.
Now, you suggested two different types of lights. What if I don't know yet? How would I compare them to each other? Is it easy to go on the same transformer and get an incandescent and an LED and maybe just do one on each and live with it for a couple nights till I decide which one I like better?
You could do that. The thing about LED these days, it's hard to decipher between LED and halogen.
Oh.
That's because most people want that nice, warm, rich glow, that inviting, warm light that is halogen. So the LED manufacturers have developed product that mimic halogen very well. So it's really hard to tell the difference between the two. Usually when I use the halogen product, it's because I want to dim it. I want to be able to have that versatility of cranking the light up if you're having a party or ordering a pizza or something, or bringing it down for, you know, an occasion where you're just sitting out having a glass of wine or something.
Now, top of the line price differences between LED and halogen. Is there a big difference?
Typically, the lamps are 4 to 5 times more moving into LED from halogen, but you've got the savings over time, and you've got from an energy standpoint, but you also eliminate that frustration factor.
You sold me right there, buddy.
Yeah, that's really what the selling point of LED. All right, I tell every contractor your number one selling point is the elimination of the frustration factor of lamp change, especially given the tight voltage parameter most halogen wants to see, 10.5 to 11.5, versus 10 to 15, sometimes 8 to 16, depending on the product, with LED.
Now, could he do for the walkway lighting, let's say he does it in halogen, just so if he needed the more light as maybe his eyes got aged a little bit more, yeah, he could bring it up and then do an LED around his sitting area for that consistent light.
Well, the funny part about that is most of the LED product now, even the retrofit product, a lot of it is dimmable.
Okay.
Most of the retrofit lamps that you buy these days are capable of being dimmed. So you don't have the full spread of dim as you do with incandescent lighting because you're not forcing a filament to glow. It's done electronically. And if you bring it down too low, you tend to get flicker. But you can still, you still have a range of light that you can still pick.
So in every way possible, you're just saying, Romy, go with LED. Romy, go with LED.
Yeah, now, we know Randy in particular is in Mesa. When we get back after the top of the hour break, I want to talk to all the customers, and particularly Randy. Where could Randy go to see the different kinds of lighting that maybe you want to coach him into? We'll also take Bill, who earned a Rosy gift bag today for his patience and holding. Bill, I promise, you'll be the very second call we take when we come back after top of the hour. We got to finish with Randy, and then we'll get to Bill's question on swimming pools.
Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's rosieonthehouse.com.